Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Geographically. This is cool. So I would say make sure that pretty face is showing.
Yes, true.
They're going to want to see that thing. They're going to want to see that thing, Alan. That face. You good?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode where Alan and I were lucky enough to sit down with Mr. Dave Meltzer in person. Today we're going to hit you with a small talks episode on the word reputation.
So I've got the definition on dictionary.com up here, but real quick, before we jump into this episode, go to the hyperconsciouspodcast.com, click on join our mailing list. You're not going to get one, two, but actually three. Every week, morning minutes, hyperconscious morning minutes to kickstart your days off right. Folks, no, seriously, that mailing list is growing. We appreciate your feedback on it. Please get on that list as soon as possible. These days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years, and form the tapestry of your life.
Also, we are getting better at, like, the morning minutes are actually becoming minutes.
Right.
Like when we first started, they were like a minute on the dot. And I think the last three we did were like a minute 45, just because we have so much more to add. So we want to jumpstart your morning, right? Like Alan said, everybody, a lot of people wake up and they look at Instagram and they look at Facebook or they look at Snapchat. And I know for me, it's negative. That definitely sets a bad precedent mentally for me for the rest of the day. It actually, I read somewhere that they did a study that it makes you more anxious.
Yeah.
If that's the first thing you check in the morning. So we're trying to give you something to look at instead.
Morning rituals are everything. Start your days off right. Okay, reputation. Here we go. Number one, the estimation in which a person or thing is held, especially by the community or the public. Number two, a favorable repute, in other words, a good name. And then number three is a favorable and publicly recognized name or standing for merit, achievement, reliability. One thing that's interesting is, I was thinking about this earlier, a brand, like a company brand, is the same as a reputation, but for a company.
Mm.
Right,
yeah.
So like Nike, you have an immediate thought of like, just do it, get after it, motivation. So your brand is kind of like your reputation.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that's, so when it comes to reputation, I think you and I have a different perception, and we are also very focused on different like qualities of our reputation. So I know that I've said this on the podcast, and I've said this to you as well, that by outside standards, and this is, it's funny that we're talking about, or what I'm about to talk about is what we're going to do the Scratching the Surface episode on, but we will plug that later. But, you know, by a lot of standards, when it comes to people who are trying to become successful, in the moment, it seems like they're losing.
Right.
But I'm so happy with the person that I've become that, like, I know my reputation is going to mirror who I actually am through my actions. And I think a lot of people attach their reputation to the wrong thing. Like, they attach it to the clothes they wear. They attach it to the nice things they have. They attach it to
the car they drive.
The car they drive. Where they're seen. The people that they hang out with. I mean, obviously that's a fine line and you want to make sure you're hanging out with good people.
Right.
But not if you're only hanging out with them for your reputation.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, why do you think so many people are caught up with having a reputation that makes them look good, but maybe not feel good?
I think it's valuing what other people perceive you as more than you value what's true for you. This is a fine line, too, because it works, We talked a little bit on the episode where I interviewed you about how you had kind of a facade, a little bit of like
a
badass.
Yeah.
Can we talk about why you cared about that? Maybe?
For sure. For
Get
sure.
A little vulnerable
I
here.
Think that. So I think in that case, and I was that the reason I asked you this question is because I think if you really, really feel like you have to uphold your reputation, it's because you're not doing something greater. Mm. Like now, my reputation. I almost don't expect people to have one in a way because it's like I'm all about the podcast. So everything I do is podcast. It's helping. It's putting myself out there. It's doing other interviews. It's getting better. It's learning. So it's like I almost don't care in a weird way what my reputation is because I know the people who know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it know exactly who I am.
Right.
You know, so I think in my mind back then, I had I forced myself to have a reputation. Like when people thought of me, they thought of a badass kind mm-hmm. of. And that's because I didn't feel like a badass in life. And I think that's the biggest thing. Now I feel like a badass in life. I feel like I'm a quality person. That's why I think my reputation will follow that. But I don't know if that's true or not, but I would say inherently it should.
Oh, it definitely does. I think it's a mirror effect.
Right. Right. Well,
but one of them, if you're trying, you can either try to look good or try to be good.
Yeah.
At any given time. Yeah.
Before, I just wanted to look good.
One of them is good in the moment. The other one is what's best for you long term. So I have a little bit of prep work here for this episode. And I wrote down a speech with 1,000 people. So let's say you give a speech in front of 1,000 people. You're going to have 1,000 different reputations when you leave that room. But you're still only going to have one character. The character is what's true. So everybody's seen that meme on Instagram or otherwise where there's an iceberg. And so Kevin and I have talked a little bit about this framework in the past, PMES, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Now, what marketing in the world and what reputation really represents is the tip of that iceberg. And I have it written out here. The P, the physical, is the results. And that's the only thing people see. They don't see the mental, emotional, and spiritual underneath it in order to achieve that tip of the iceberg. And those are the things that are actually holding the whole iceberg afloat. And so I think a lot of people are spending a lot of time, energy, and money to uphold a reputation that maybe their character is having trouble to sustain. I think character is created in private, and I think your reputation is created in public.
So with that being said, I think a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, I don't mean, number one, I don't always mean consciously.
Right.
Like, I don't think this is something, I didn't consciously do this when I was doing it.
I know.
It's because I felt like I was lacking substance. I felt like I was lacking the things to make me interesting, so I was trying to manufacture them elsewhere.
Was that conscious?
I don't think so.
Only in hindsight you're saying that.
Yeah, I think
So how does someone know if they're in that place where they're trying to uphold something?
Oh man,
maybe because of a deeper rooted insecurity, because that's where we can all transform.
That's a tough question, because if you don't feel like you're adding value elsewhere, you're going to try, if you're not finding significance,
right,
you're going to try to find a way to find it. You're
exactly.
going to try to create a way to feel significant.
Right.
Right? And I think I'm so much different than I was then, where it's like I feel significance from sitting in front of this microphone or doing a coaching call or whatever it is. Back then, I don't know, man. I think my character back then, I wanted my reputation to precede my character. I wanted my reputation to determine my character.
Yeah.
Now I want my character
to determine your reputation.
To determine my reputation.
Fire.
Back then, I knew once I met somebody, they would think I was a good person.
Mm.
Right? Like I feel like I've always been a good person. I feel like if you hang out with me for 10 minutes, you know I have a good heart.
Right.
That's something you're most likely going to take away, and that's my intention. Now, that was them seeing me as somebody else, and then me saying like, oh, this is actually who I am. Now I'm showing you who I actually am all the time.
Right up front.
Right out front.
Interesting.
And you take it or leave it. Most people take it because why not? I mean, it's positive.
Right.
And I can understand it might be too much for some people, but but so my goal is to show you my character, to show you my truth, to be vulnerable, to show you what's really me, to show you all of that, to show you PMES, to show you all of that.
Right.
And then you can decide what reputation you want to give me from there.
So I wrote this down. I said interview versus preparation. So if you're going for a job interview, that's like, let's say it's 2-hour interview. the preparation is your entire life up to that point. Mm. So one of them is building your character in the day-to-day. I always say it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. The music is when you're in public. I was reading a book recently by Stephen Covey called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I keep mentioning that on the podcast, Fire Book. But he said that all public victories must be preceded by private victories. In other words, when you're working on yourself in the silence between the notes, then the music will be better. And the music in this instance is the two-hour interview. But let's say I were to go on a two-hour interview right now. You and I are going to be on a TV show tomorrow.
We are.
In Groton.
Yes.
Shout out to Joyce for inviting us on the show.
Yes.
And that's exciting. Okay, so let's say that, I think it's a half an hour interview. That is one half an hour where Kevin and I can showcase our character. But our character was built in the previous 29 years leading up to that interview. So instead of focusing on doing an awesome job in the interview, I think it's more about the prep work up to the interview. Because if you work on yourself, picture two types of people. One person is wants a great reputation. The other person wants great character. The person who wants a great reputation is going to try to shine during that 30 minutes. The person who wants great character is going to work on themselves for the 29 years leading up to it so that they do shine in the 30 minutes.
And a whole other thing is you could have the best reputation in the world, but if you got that reputation through trickery, and that's not who you really are, you have to go to sleep with your character.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to sleep with your reputation.
Right.
So I love the way you said that. Like, I think that's why I was so focused on my reputation, because I wasn't doing anything to build my character.
Mm.
I just thought my character was enough because I thought I was a good person. I'm a good person.
Right.
You should like me, you know, and why not? Well, you know, I might as well be a badass too while I'm at it. So I think, and my goal is always, if you're listening, if you're watching, for you to take something from this.
Was that Shiloh?
I don't know.
I think my sister's dog just knocked on the door. Anyways.
My goal for you is to take something from this. So for you, what are you doing that isn't you? Mm. Are you trying to uphold a reputation that isn't true to you? Are you doing things to fit in with other people? So they'll say, well, John's cool. Like, John's cool. He comes out with us and he'll drink. Like, do you want your reputation to precede you, or do you want your character to determine your reputation? That's the biggest thing for me. My biggest takeaway when it comes to reputation is you honestly can't control your reputation.
No. Because it's based on other people's perception.
Yeah, it's perception.
Yeah, you can kind of indirectly.
You can. But the one thing you can control wholeheartedly is your character.
Right.
You get to determine what decisions you make. You get to determine what direction you go in. You get to determine your moral values and the things that mean something to you. Now, the way other people are going to see it is the way they're going to see it. But at the end of the day, like, your character is the picture that you paint, and your reputation is everybody else's perception. Like, that's what it is.
So I think the picture that you paint could be referred to as you trying to be perceived with a certain reputation. I think your character is what really is.
So let's break that down. When I say the picture that you paint, that's what you're doing in private. Like, character,
I see.
What you go to bed thinking about yourself at night. Like, I'm so proud of myself for doing this. That's your character.
Yep.
The character of, if I saw you on the side of the road, I would stop and try to help you. I would hold the door for you. I would, whatever that is.
Right.
Now,
the character is the truth.
Character is the truth. I think the thing is, most people don't ever... We get to spit our truth whenever we want.
We need to.
And I think a lot of people only... They get led in by their reputation, and then their character has to either uphold or prove wrong their reputation. Our character is what we always lead with. So I think people have a very accurate... They can paint a very accurate picture of what our... our reputation is probably very close to what our character is in the minds of our listeners.
Yeah, because they know us better, because
right.
we've been with them intimately on this microphone for longer.
And they see our character.
Right.
I don't know what my reputation is when it comes to the listeners. I assume it's some
soft.
Form of my character. Definitely soft. Soft as puppy shit. But yeah.
So picture, this is an analogy real quick I wanted to give to the listeners. Kind of piggybacking on what Kevin just said. Let's say there was a kick-ass party, and someone came in with a video camera, and you're at this party, and let's say you had one moment where you did something shitty. Let's say you yelled at somebody, or you lost your temper. Even if the party was 2 hours long, and for 1 hour and 59 minutes of that party, you were nothing but fun, kind, opening doors for people, getting people drinks, helping people with their problems, being warm, open, loving, honest, okay? You could be the best person in the world for that 1 hour and 59 minutes. If the camera only saw the 1 minute when you were a quote-unquote crappier person or, you know, a lesser version of yourself, that camera's perception is going to be a reputation that will then be held. That's why reputation is so scary, because if you are out there and you're trying to look good in the moment and that's your focus, you're not going to be able to sustain that over the long haul. Dating is a perfect example of this. You meet someone who you're very interested in, they're attractive, you're very interested, and all of a sudden, both people are trying to put on their best self. But if it's based on putting on a show and not what's really sustained by their character, then they're not going to be able to sustain that long term. So maybe 6 months go by, a year goes by, and all of a sudden the truth comes out. So I guess what I wanted to leave the listeners with is that you really can't control your reputation, nor should you try to. What you want to do is try to make yourself as close as humanly possible to who you really want to be so that it becomes automatic for you. And I know that that's difficult, but one of them is personal development. The other one is marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. The thing is, and this is basically what I want to end with, is this. If you are 100% happy with your character, then you're not going to really worry about what your reputation is. That's what I'm trying to explain in this. It's like, I don't know what my reputation is because I won't say I don't care, but I care way more about my character.
Right.
What other people see is what they're going to see. And the only way that I can change their perception or what they've created for me regarding a reputation is to build my character, to show them that I am just that good of a person, where how could you have a bad reputation? How could I have a bad reputation? How could you, you know, have a perception of me that is negative? That's my goal. My goal is to build my character to a point where I'm so strong characteristically that my reputation is just... is just that. It's a shadow of that. It's a reflection of that.
Yeah,
that's my goal.
Right.
But I understand where a lot of people, it's not that easy because they don't necessarily have as strong of a why power to build their character. We have all the why power in the world.
Yeah, we have to.
We want to change the world.
Yeah, we couldn't put on this...
Exactly.
We couldn't make a facade that was sustainable.
Right.
You know, and then be this vulnerable this all the time.
Episode,
like, this is the truth.
What? I think this is 145.
Yeah, we do have stronger reasons.
So you and I have been in front of these microphones for, we'll say, 100 hours.
Yeah,
it's been more, but that's on YouTube, that's recorded,
right? So if we were faking it, we could never sustain
that.
That's
a long time. 100 hours is a long time. So that's why, for me, it's almost harder to explain because I know I have so much why power to make sure my character is the greatest. I am almost obsessed with it. It bothers me when I'm not the best version of myself.
Me too.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's extreme, but I think that's what it takes.
Have you ever heard that saying, sometimes your talent will take you places that your character cannot sustain?
Absolutely.
I think that that's true. I think sometimes people's talent, like famous actors or actresses or professional athletes, let's just use this, Aaron Hernandez, not a good dude.
Right.
Right? But his talent took him places that his character could not sustain.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of having a reputation, and then the truth came out about how he really was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's an extreme example, but personally, I would much rather the truth be that I'm a good person, like really, in my thoughts, my actions, my feelings, my intentions, than to try to show off in a moment. And I do think that back in high school, back in middle school, back when we were kids, you only get one chance at a first impression. I think we wanted to be seen a certain way, and so we kind of acted accordingly. And I think that that's detrimental to our long-term growth.
What if you just made your character that damn strong where you could show up and you would be impressive?
Right.
That's the goal, right?
That is the goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Up next, we have a very special, and I think I'm very excited to do this, as is Alan, Scratching the Surface episode on micro wins versus macro wins, or micro versus macro in the grand scheme of things. So what does that mean? Okay, so say, for instance, you know somebody who always goes out and buys the nicest things. They have the nicest shoes, they have the nicest cars, they have their nails done, they're getting new tattoos all the time, whatever it is that they value. Those are micro wins. Now, say they're also broke every month because they spend all their money, they're not going to be winning in the macro game, right? So that is like... a lot of people, and I want to go into all sorts of things. Like, I want to go into, you know, Snapchat filters. I want to go into all the things when it comes to micro versus macro. If you have to use a Snapchat filter, you're winning micro. You're having little micro wins. But the problem is you're not getting the feedback necessary to make a macro change. So you could filter all of your pictures, and then in 10 years, when you like look back and you're like, oh, I don't look good anymore. Well, you didn't have any reason to take care of yourself because right. you could just get micro after micro after micro. So I'm very interested, as you can tell, to record that episode.
This is going to be one of my favorite episodes of all time. As you know, I'm all about micro failing forward for macro success. There's actually three things. There's micro failure for macro success. There's micro success congruent with macro success. Mm. In other words, the win-win. And then there is short-term pleasure for long-term pain, which is a micro win with a macro loss. And we're going to talk about all three of those. Do not miss it.
We hope you enjoy this episode. We hope you will enjoy that one. And we will talk to you later.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyper Conscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life, because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends, because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious, and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.